another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. We're now into the third and final hour of this global transmission against tyranny. I got cut off by the last break and kind of misspoke. What I was trying to say is that Paul Joseph Watson is a great guy. He's better than most Americans I know. He's from England. That is, he's more American than most Americans. He loves freedom. He loves our Bill of Rights. He loves the history of the Magna Carta, which is English and then grows out of Jewish tradition, and the Bible on Mount Sinai with Moses, which is all being scrapped. And I want to get into top cop in England calls for police and military on the streets. They're getting into martial law. They're torturing British citizens. They've now released some from Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, into some of those horrors, some of the stuff we can cover on air. Some of it's too bad to even cover with what the prostitutes did to these people. Nightmarish stuff. Just incredible levels of torture. Satanic, basically, and it's all public and admitted. And, of course, your calls. Just a lot of key info. Paul, let's go back to the calls.
Okay.
Let's talk to Ann in New Mexico. Ann, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Hello.
Good morning, Paul.
And Yahweh. Well, it's good night to him and good afternoon to me. And oh. I think is it still morning for you? Or? I think it's good afternoon. But go ahead.
Well, Yahweh bless you and yours and your ministry, both of you.
Well, thank you.
I want to add something to what Brock contributed on the 2004. It adds up to 666.
By the way, that's when they say the New World Order must come in. It was behind schedule. They said that by near that date in 2004, they must have their New World Order.
Well, let me add this. You know, it's 9/11 days to 3/11. Keep counting, and the day before 6/6/2004 is 999.
Well, and again, the globalists are obsessed with numerology.
Yeah, that's
it's not just that we had 9/11 on 9/11. It's not just that we had 3/11. Another 11 showing up, but it was 911 days from 9/11 to 3/11.
Yeah, they like multiples of 6, 11, and 13. And I think this is pretty obvious.
Well, then you have
the triple sixes. It's triple sixes, and the day falls on a Sunday, and they worship the sun and fire and all that.
But also, I mean, just forgetting all of the esoteric stuff, we have globalist fingerprints all over this. We covered that last hour.
Yeah, so when you see something, if something happens, and then we can see through these Luciferian minions of the devil. They're calling cards. They're exposed, you know, and that's what you're doing, Alex. You're exposing them. And just post this on the site. What's going to happen on 6/6/2004?
All right, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Paul, comments to that?
Well, yeah, we've got Flight 11, the Twin Towers themselves making 11, the Chicago Mercantile ending on 9/11, the New York Stock Exchange ending on 9/11. It goes on and on. So they're basically communicating to each other that they pulled off these events. So it's an inner sanctum of...
Well, why did Rupert Murdoch, a couple months before 9/11, air the Lone Gunman episode? That was the spinoff of the X-Files, where a secret government group hijacks a jumbo jet to fly it into the towers to get martial law and to attack third world Arab countries. I mean, they say it months before they do it. There was a Phillips TV ad 2 years before 9/11 where F-16s bombed the towers, and Phillips says, Phillips, changing your life.
Well, we've got a section in the 9/11 archive which is called Anecdotal Prior Knowledge, and you've got all that in there, as well as all the Islamic calendars with pictures of airliners going down in Lower Manhattan, several other things on top of that. So we've got a section just devoted to that. Obviously, we don't base our conclusions on it, but we just notify it as their kind of communication between each other that they pulled off these events.
That's what they do, and then they know that we're the profane or the ignorant, the cattle. We don't see it.
And the lighted torch is the memorial of the World Trade Center, as it is with Kennedy, Diana, you know, everything.
Yeah, they have the torch, and we'll talk about that. We'll come back, take calls. Ron, Wesley, Cameron, Nash, and others, stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're on about the quality of air outside these days?
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like it?
Allergies.
Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go
curtains.
Into you, into your children.
Their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word. Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen, and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at puritech.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the broadcast has really gotten sped up today because there's just so much news, so many calls, so much information. We've had 3 guests on. I'll have Paul Joseph Watson on for the rest of the show, one of my favorite guests, one of my favorite people. I just want to take some time out, though, to thank God for, number one, protecting us in this fight, helping us, leading, guiding, and directing us, and for all the blessings in my life. I mean, thank you, God. I just want to praise Jesus, Yahweh, Yeshua, Messiah. You know, we're up against evil, but God is, you know, a mighty God, the most mighty, the all-high King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and it's all in His plan, and He's guiding us, and just praise God. I am so blessed, and the more I refuse to sell out, the more I decide to fight and commit myself, the better my life gets. And, you know, I went through trials and tribulations. I've gone through a lot, but I've always considered it a blessing. And just go through the fire and see what happens. And, you know, there's more fire ahead, so be it. But just praise God, because so many good things just in my private life have happened. And it's just amazing. Paul Watson, I talk a lot about this, but just briefly, then we'll go back to the calls. I just want to get your take on it. I didn't even tell you I'd bring this up to you, but, you know, it's a spontaneous show here. We're not reading off teleprompters like Peter Jennings. they're lying to the public, trying to convince them of how good world government is. At the same time, it doesn't exist if you disagree with it. But in this fight, in the things we do, so many people say, well, they're a minority, but they say, I don't believe in the devil because I'm an atheist. So why are you talking about the devil? Again, as the world leaders believe in Satan, believe in the devil, and are bringing forward this system because they've been taught to be humanistic and atheistic, they're blind to it. They can't even see it. And then so many of the so-called Christians can't see it because it's so incredible, it's so horrible. I mean, this really is happening. These psychopaths really are obsessed with the numerology and the occult, and they really are involved in it at Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones. What's your response to what I just said?
Well, the biggest enemy that we have is a spiritual battle, but the biggest enemy is the moral relativism, which pervades society and the humanist aspect of this, whereby the moral relativism point of argument, this postmodernist thing, which is filtered down through all the universities and colleges, is that anything goes, basically, and there is no evil, this whole yin-yang perspective that evil balances good.
And it's more than that. It means we can't judge something, only the government can.
Yeah, and I mean, before I got into this, I was an atheist, 4 years ago. But when you're faced with this level of evil from day to day, it just makes you realize that there has to be a God, because this level of evil wouldn't exist without there being an opposing force to it. But many people, through moral relativism, will try and disagree with you when, moral relativism dictates that they don't have to defend anything because anything goes, whereas we are trying to defend our argument with facts and, things on the record.
They're telling us we can't have a benchmark, we can't have a rudder, but every time we research the atheist masters, the humanist masters, they are devil-worshipping lunatics.
Yeah, I mean,
they tell us, don't believe in God, just don't even focus on it. Meanwhile, oh, Lucifer, give me the power, oh, yes, oh.
Well, the clues are everywhere. CNN, look at this article, Freedom Tower to Rise 1,776 Feet from Ashes. And it's about the new World Trade Center design, which is going to be 1,776 feet tall. But they say it's because it's, the foundation of the Declaration of Independence. Nothing to do with the fact that the Illuminati was founded on May 1st, 1776. So again, the fingerprints of this occultism are everywhere.
It certainly is. And again, the Chicago Sears Tower, bought by Larry Silverstein, the owners of the WTC complex. So how do you reach out to these atheists? Because somehow they say, well, I don't believe in the devil, so I'm not going to discuss you saying Bush is involved in this. Again, even if they don't believe in it, there's a manifestation that the world leaders do. Why doesn't that concern them?
Well, it's an example of moral cowardice. But even with that, you can boil it down to the point and say that if Tony Blair is making political decisions which affect the course of the country you live on, based on channeling the light, then surely, even if you don't believe in that, then that would concern you, because he's making decisions which affect you based on some weird mystery religion, occult channeling of the light.
And again, that's Times of London, London Guardian.
So even if they don't believe in it, then rest assured that these people carrying out these rituals do believe it.
Also, in my stack, I've got the article from a couple of years ago where Tony Blair worships some stone. And Prince Charles has got his own little Stonehenge where he does rituals.
Yeah, it's in fact the whole British establishment. But then again, that's what you have to do, boil it down to that level. And people, will then...
And notice they take Jesus Christ out of things, they take Yahweh out of things, they take Yeshua out of things, and then it's a vacuum. Suddenly occultism explodes, witchcraft, 40 million Harry Potter books sold. Suddenly it just explodes on the scene.
Well, the big Parent Teachers Association last year came out and questioned publicly why all the schools were paying for school trips, every few months to take their children to see this new Harry Potter film, which when you read the books is absolutely disgusting because the whole thing is very
blood
graphic.
Drinking, sacrifice, killing of children.
Yeah, and again, with the Harry Potter books, it balances evil and good and, says that if there's a certain amount of good, then we need a certain amount of evil to balance it in this yin-yang perspective.
Which is the Babylon mystery religion. where they, at Bohemian Grove, worship the female side of the goddess, is good and loving and healing, and then, oh, the male god gives them power and takes away their conscience. They address it in both. I mean, that's your President Bush, folks. Let's talk to Ron in Oklahoma, then Wesley, Nash, Cameron, and many others. Go ahead, Ron.
Alex, according to the History Channel series, Ancient Secrets, Bible Code segment, every letter in the Torah is assigned a number, which has a separate meaning. These numbers add to a new meaning. Apparently, this is very ambiguous. You need a Torah lawyer to do business in Israel. A lot of numerology. Also, a lot of numerology in the Kabbalah. What do you guys have to say about that?
Well, every European court to this day, and the Chinese, the Japanese are the same. It's global. It's the religion. Is obsessed with anagrams, what words mean, if you scramble the words, and all business is done by high-level people according to this, and they do mathematical calculations. This is public, but you tell average dumbbell out there this, they laugh at you, Paul.
Well, you've made the point many times before, Alex. Would you let somebody who was into these kind of rituals babysit your child? Even an atheist would say, well, no, that's far too dangerous. These people are babysitting the world and the future course of political events. These are the people with the fingers on the buttons.
And so, Hillary with the shaman and the seances and the Reagans following their astrologer. By the way, I went with my grandmother out to Fredericksburg yesterday to visit family. She was talking about my grandfather's mother, who was a good Christian lady. She was deceived. She got out of it later. I mean, she was a very renowned psychic, and or you know, end.